My name is Ken Hanuman, and I've been practicing Raja Yoga meditation for over 40 years. In these episodes, I will share the experiences and insights I've gained from meditation and how I've integrated them into my everyday life and all my relationships. Welcome to the Spiritual Relationship Podcast. In today's fast-paced world and constant changes, wouldn't it be wonderful to maintain my stability, self-respect, and integrity, and at the same time get along with everybody? Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Spiritual Relationship Podcast. My name is Ken Hanuman, and I'm your host. The topic today is the power of adjustment. As we practice meditation, we are realizing that to maintain my peace, to change certain old behaviors that are causing me sorrow, to empower myself with a powerful intellect, having knowledge and the ability to recognize things that are wasteful or not necessary, or even certain belief systems that are working against me, that is creating confusion within. Meditation highlights these things, and we would like to be able to change that. And as we change on the inside, and then as we have clarity and more insight, when we come into relationship on the outside in the world, we realize that we need some powers to be able to navigate this world and to navigate relationships. So one of the powers is the power to adjust. An adjustment is more about, it's like a river, the stream or the water coming down from the mountain, and it's heading towards the ocean. But there might be rocks and obstacles in the way, but the river will sort of adjust or go around rocks so that it eventually gets to the ocean and it arrives at its goal. So I think that's one pretty good analogy as to what adjustment is. I would like to be able to go to work and to work with the many personalities, good and bad or different, to be able to navigate that, to fulfill my role, my responsibilities, and at the same time being able to use the powers to accommodate, to tolerate, to be able to read other people, like what their needs are or maybe where they're coming from. But I want to do all of that without losing my own self-respect, my own integrity. I don't want to sell my soul. Or there's another analogy or proverb to say, don't cut your nose to spoil your face. So that is the challenge. And that is what the power of adjustment is about. So let us look at what I could do. I'll give you an example. At work, I was transferred from one hospital. I transferred to one close to home, and there was a new department that was being introduced to the clinic. And I, being the most senior, thinking that I probably would be the person running it or actually be one of the lead person. But then there are a whole lot of new people were coming in, new staff. And you realize that you like the job. You want everything to work out well. And the thing is that this is a new department. You want to make sure you have the right procedures, you have the right people, you know, that things are done at a very high level, at a very professional level, because you want everything to be successful. So using my power adjustment was to recognize that But I have to get jealousies out of the way. I have to maybe forget about competing or proving or fighting for position. But look at the dynamic in the relationship and being able to recognize my own skills and to use that, complementing the others to be able to achieve a successful day and to make sure there's no negative incident. And that really was a challenge for me, because you have one expectation. So this is where maybe the first thing what I had to do was to give up maybe my own desires or my own expectation and to adjust that to what the others were hired for or what they think their speciality was. And the other thing was that I had to give up that idea of being in charge. But when it comes to my salary, when it comes to playing my role, nobody bothered me with that and everything was fine there. So it was hard. Eventually, I gave up that desire. And at the same time, you give respect and regard as needed. And with patients, the important thing was to make sure that the patients had a good experience and everything, there weren't any complications or so on. So after doing this for a couple of years, all those expectations or certain social norms or certain things that you thought was how things should be, I was able to adjust that. And what I realized afterwards is that I felt happier to see that for the many years that I worked in that department, there was never any negative incident and that we had a very good reputation. And it turned out that everybody felt more like we were a family, a work family. Eventually, I retired, and it goes to show that if you can be less selfish and you can be a little bit more looking at the bigger picture, you will be able to still maintain your integrity and your self-esteem. And therefore, not only you benefit, or you're not benefiting at the expense of anybody else, but actually you're able to create the right atmosphere that everyone benefits from it. So that was a great example for me. And it taught me also, even in my spiritual practice, we're in a very big group. And it's very easy for us to adjust to that so that it's not all about you, but it is about giving cooperation, about maintaining your own effort, focusing on yourself, and being able to, like in this case, spiritual effort and study, I was able to focus on that in itself, because a lot of meditation is about your own self-improvement and empowerment, which means that I have to not look at others or not compete with others or not being jealous. You're bringing your attention within and you are more aware of your thinking and your attitude and your perceptions, and you're able to change that internally. And the amazing thing is that if you change that internally, then it starts to come out and show up in your body language and in the way you speak and the way how you use your skill and in allowing others to express themselves and to play their part. And at the same time, you are learning yourself and you're growing. So it's a different approach to daily activity. It's a different approach to the world on the outside. Now I look back and I said, I'm glad I learned that lesson. I've learned to adjust, and now I don't find relationship that much of a challenge. So the power of adjustment, remember the stream, the river, how it navigates its way down to the river and to make adjustment. Don't think that you have to step on others, or you have to be blind, or maybe you don't want to You don't care what other people think or feel. And it's nice to be human. Don't be that selfish that it's all about you. Maybe meditation teaches you how to listen to others, because you're so accustomed to looking at your own thoughts, and you realize what you think on the outside is not necessarily what you're showing on the, what comes out in your behavior. People can carry a mask. So, you know, they show one face to the world, but inside there's something else going on. And you don't want that. You want to be like, there should be a harmony between who you are on the inside and also what is expressed. You'll find that when there is peace within, when there is love, when there is mercy, compassion, when there is a feeling of wanting to help in you, you will see when the arrogance is taken away or the ego is diminished, you will be able to take care of yourself and at the same time do the right thing on the outside. And therefore, you're not compromising your ethics. You're not compromising your integrity or your self-worth, your essence of your being. So I will close there. This is a short, these podcasts they're just about 50 minutes, and it's more about letting you know what the powers are and what is possible when you do meditation. And the other thing is that we do have free online classes which go more in depth into these things. And the link to these free classes online on Zoom can be found in the description below. And also you'll find access to free meditation commentary. We do this as a free service to the world. We don't charge for anything. So this is Raj Yoga Meditation. And I hope to see you in the next episode. We'll talk about the power to cooperate. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Cause when you walk into a room, life gets a little sweeter. When I look at you, I see a little clearer. Through the years, it never change. We'll put up a fight, cause you're my love, my everything. You are my life.